welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 11th of December, 2022. It's really good to have you with us. The Bible reading today is Romans chapter 9, verses 9 to 13. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honour one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Today's article, titled Clinging to What's Good, was written by Katara Patton. When we park our car near an open field and walk across it to get to our house, we almost always get some sticky cocklebears on our clothing, especially in the autumn. These tiny hitchhikers attach to our clothing, shoes, or whatever's passing by and ride to their next destination. It's nature's way of spreading cocklebear seeds in my local field and around the world. As I try to carefully remove clinging cocklebears, I've often thought about the message that admonishes believers in Jesus to cling to what is good. When we're trying to love others, it can be challenging. However, as the Holy Spirit helps us hold on to what's good with all that we have, we can repel evil and be sincere in our love as he guides us. Cocklebear seeds don't fall off with a mere brush of the hand. They hang on to you, and when we focus on what's good, keeping our mind on God's mercy, compassion and commands, we too, in his strength, can hang on tightly to those we love. He helps us stay devoted to one another in love, remembering to place others' needs before our own. Yes, those cocklebears can be challenging, but they also remind me to cling to others in love and by God's power to grip tightly to what is good. Let's pray. Remind me to cling with all my might to what's good, Jesus. I desire to reflect your love to others. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca. And today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.